I have pleasure in calling upon Mr. Didat to address you, whereafter you will be free to ask him any question pertinent to the topic. Jazakallah, Mr. Didat. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده اللهم يا مفتح الأبواب ويا مسبب الأسباب ويا دليل الحائلين توكلت عليك يا رب العالمين وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, just about 3 months ago, to be exact, on the 5th of June 1983, on SABC TV, at the end of a lively debate on Islam and Christianity, the chairman, Mr. Bill Chalmers, commented. He said, "I think it can be said from this discussion that there is at present somewhat more accommodation on the Islamic side for the founder of Christianity then on the Christian side for the founder of Islam. What the significance of that is, we leave it to you, the viewer." This was on TV. He's talking to his viewers, some 2 million or more. So we leave it to you, the viewer, to determine. "But I do think," Bill Chalmers concluded, "but I do think you will agree that it is a good thing that we are talking together." This was what Bill Chalmers, in his charming manner, said about the attitude of the Muslims on the panel on concluding his program. From the feedback that I have received, I can safely confide in you that more than 90% of his audience, TV audience, who happened to be Christians, they were pleasantly but skeptically surprised. Most of them, they couldn't believe their own ears. They were thinking that perhaps the Muslims were trying to play to the gallery, that they were trying to flatter the Christian fellow countrymen, being situated as we are in this ocean of Christianity, South Africa. We happen to be less than 2% of the population, that we were, so to say, trying to scratch the Christians' back, trying to make them feel good, so that they in turn might also say a few good words about our Muhammad. But I can assure you, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, that this was far from the thought of the Muslims on the panel. Our Christian fellow countrymen are unaware that Islam is the only non-Christian faith which makes it an article of faith for its followers to believe in Jesus. No Muslim is a Muslim if he does not believe in Jesus. What we believe, we are made to say from the Holy Quran, that we believe that Jesus was one of the mightiest messengers of God. We believe that he was born miraculously, without any male intervention, which many modern day Christians don't believe today. We believe that Jesus was the Messiah, the Christ. And we believe that he gave life to the dead by God's permission, and he healed those born blind and the lepers by God's permission. When I share this with some of our fellow Christian countrymen, they, so to say, are taken aback. They are thinking that we are trying to curry favor with them. But it has to be shown to them that whatever we Muslims say, we are saying this from our holy book, the Holy Quran. In our own language, we never take the name of this mighty messenger of God without saying, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, means revered Jesus, may peace be upon him. As our chairman did at the beginning, referring to Jesus Christ, he kept on repeating, Hazrat Isa, Hazrat Isa, meaning revere Jesus, or alayhi salam. If our learned men, Muslim learned men, if they speak about this mighty messenger of God, without this respectful term, if he just said Isa, Isa, which means Jesus, Jesus, the man would be thrown out from his job. Uncouth, barbaric person, taking a name of a mighty messenger of God without these respectable terms. Jesus Christ is mentioned in the Holy Quran by the name Jesus no less than 25 times. Whereas the name Muhammad occurs in this whole vast volume only 5 times. 20 more times Jesus is mentioned by name than the name Muhammad in this volume. He is spoken of as Ibn Maryam, son of Mary, as Masih, the Messiah, Christ, as Rasulullah, messenger of God, Abdullah, servant of God, as the Spirit of God, as the Word of God, as the sign of God. These are all the respectable terms applied to this mighty messenger. There is not a single statement in this vast volume which one of the most jaundiced of Christians would take exception to. Even the most mentally sick person will never be able to take exception to a single statement made about Jesus in this holy book, the Quran. The term that is used is Isa. It is closest to the Afrikaans, Isus. You see, this was his name. In the original Hebrew, Esau. Classical Yehoshua. This term Jesus is the Latinized form of the Hebrew word Esau. They Latinized it or Hellenized it by adding a J and an S to his name, which makes it sound something more like Greek or Roman instead of Jewish that it was. When he was born, he was named by his mother Esau. In Arabic, Isa. Now, we call him the Christ. Jesus is the Christ. We have not another Christ. When the first time this subject was mooted in this very place, over a decade ago, Christ in Islam, there was consternation among the Christian missionaries. They were thinking that perhaps when I say Christ in Islam, that I might take out of my hat another Christ, or out of my pocket another Christ. I had to assure them then, as I assure you now, that we have not got another Christ. The Christ in Islam that we are talking about is Jesus Christ. Some of our people think that the word Christ is synonymous with crucifixion. Because a Christian always talks about Christ crucified, so they think that these two are synonymous terms, Christ meaning crucified. I want to assure them that this is a wrong concept that you have, if you have that. The word Christ has got nothing to do with the word crucifixion, except that this is what the Christian is preaching. This word Christ comes originally from the Hebrew word Messiah, in Arabic Masih. In Arabic, Masih, in Hebrew, Messiah, which means anointed. Priests and kings were anointed in consecration to the position as officially appointed. The Greek word for anointed is Christos. From the word Christos, the Christians lopped off the os, they cut it off, and they were left with Christ. So it seems like a unique name. Christ seems to be a unique name. Whereas this was a very common term among the Jews. If you have your Bibles, I will give you references in the booklet given to you. You will find references there in the book of Isaiah chapter 45 verse 1. God Almighty is talking about his anointed Cyrus. The word anointed in Greek would be Christos. In Hebrew, it will be Messiah. His Messiah, Cyrus. His Christ, Cyrus. If you can lop off the os in the name of from Christos to Christ, then the same thing if you do to this word anointed in Greek, in the book of Isaiah chapter 45 verse 1, you would have Cyrus Christ. And so many references, anointed. You'll find a priest, anointed priest means Christ priest. A pillar was anointed. The word there in Hebrew or Greek would be Messiah pillar, Christ pillar, Christ priest, Christ pots and pans. By God, no exaggeration. Whatever I'm telling you, word for word. There are 100 different places in the Old Testament where you'll find the word anointed, anointed, anointed. In the original, Messiah, Messiah, Messiah. Translated into Greek, Christ, Christ, Christos, Christos, Christos. Now, that does not in any way belittle Jesus Christ. Christ was anointed, means appointed, by God Almighty, for his position, his post, as a reformer among the Jews. Now the idea about Christ in Islam comes from Christ in the Quran. In the Holy Quran, if you open the index, more especially the one I have here with me, the Holy Quran by Abdullah Yusuf Ali, the table that is set outside the Taj Company, they are selling this. The Propagation Center has it, the Islamic Book Center has it, and this book is being, we have a word for it, it's a hadiah, but in English I can't help saying that it is being sold for 7 rand 50 cents. A volume of 2,000 pages, there is not another book on earth, an encyclopedia, that you can buy today, 2,000 pages for 7 rand 50. It is available absolutely free to every school, college and university and public library. Every mosque and madrasa, free from the Islamic Propagation Center. And if you can't afford it, free to you. You have to write and tell us why we should give you one for nothing. Nobody has an excuse anymore for being without this book. You get this book and open the index right at the back. And in the index you'll find the subject Jesus and the J on page 1837. Jesus, a righteous prophet. Chapter 6, verse 85. His birth is described in two places. He is apostle to Israel. His disciples, taken up, like Adam, not crucified, no more than apostle, not God, sent with gospel, not son of God, and on and on and on. 15 different chapters in the Quran speak about this mighty messenger of God, Jesus Christ. But for our purpose tonight, let us begin at the beginning, his birth. I open for you, which you can open at home in this book, chapter 3, verse 42. This is how it reads. وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ. So behold, the angel said, O Mary, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. That God Almighty has chosen thee and purified thee, chosen thee above the women of all nations. Chosen Mary above the women of all nations. I say, such an honor is not to be found given to Mary, the mother of Jesus, even in the Christian Bible. It continues. Ya Maryam Qunuti li Rabbiki wasjudi warkai ma'arrafin. Say, O Mary, worship thy Lord devoutly. Prostrate thyself and bow down in prayer with those who bow down. Zalika min nambai l'ghaybi nuhihi ilayka. This is part of the tidings of the things unseen, which we reveal unto thee, O Apostle, by inspiration. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ. So thou wast not with them when they cast lots with arrows, as to which of them should be charged with the care of Mary.